And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, as with a voice of thunder, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and the one sitting on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering, and so to overcome. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And out came another horse, fiery red, and the one sitting on it was given a great sword, and was permitted to take peace from the earth, so they shall slay one another. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and the one sitting on it had a yoke in his hand. And I heard like a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A liter of wheat for a day's wage, and 3 liters of barley for a day's wage, and do not be unjust with the oil and the wine." And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a pale green horse, and the one sitting on it. His name is Death, and Hades followed him, and authority was given to them over a quarter of the earth, to kill with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence, and by the wild beasts of the earth. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw below the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God, and because of the witness which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How much longer, holy and true Master, until you judge and avenge our blood on the inhabitants of the earth?" And a white robe was given to each one of them, and they were told to rest for a short time more, until also their fellow servants and their brothers had been made perfect, those about to be killed just as themselves. And I saw when he opened the sixth seal, and a great earthquake occurred, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. And the rulers of the earth and the great men, and the military officers, and the rich men, and the strong men, and every slave and freeman hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they say to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one seated on the throne, and from the anger of the Lamb. For the great day of their anger has come, and who is able to withstand?"